أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, today is the Wiladat, the birthday of Imam Ali al-Ridha alayhi salam. And I'd really like to look at, briefly at his life. Just a few salient points that maybe we will think about today. Well, Imam was one of 37 children. See, Imam Musa Qadhim had 19 daughters and 18 sons. That is why you find most of the Sayyids are Musawi from Imam Musa al-Qadhim. And his mom was somebody from North African descent. She was either called Najma or Sultana or Tukhtam. Many names are given. We could probably divide the life of Imam into two major parts. You have the first 35 years, and then you have the 20 years of Imama. And in the first 35 years, we find that most of that part of his life, Imam Musa al-Qadhim was in prison. And Imam used this time to be in the mosque of Medina to be able to do community cohesion. You see, the sense of community had been lost because of the actions of the Banu Abbas and the Banu Umayyah. So Imam actually sat there trying to put together this community spirit that had been lost. He played a significant role in the educating of Muslims, in setting examples of education through his own conduct. So now he sees a short period of the rule of Harun Rashid, who had murdered his father. Harun Rashid also attempted to kill Imam Ali al-Ridha, but was unsuccessful. And after his death, his sons Amin and Mamun fought for power. Mamun wins, killing his brother. And immediately after becoming the Khalifa, Mamun had to name a successor. He had to name an heir apparent. Now, he was very politically astute, and he summoned Imam to come to his capital, Marv, sending a messenger to Medina to bring the Imam to him, specifying a certain route and sending a security force. And the route he chooses was not the normal route where the Shias lived. Imam, on the way, stops at Qum. He's the first person to commemorate the 10 days of Muharram leading up to the day of Ashura, and that's where we get this tradition from. He also stopped at the town called Nishapur, where we have the famous hadith of the golden chain, which I'd like to quickly mention. He said, "My father Musa al-Qadhim narrates from me, from his father," and it goes on right up to the Prophet and then Jibreel through Allah, and he says, "The kalima of La ilaha illallah is my fort. Whoever says this, whoever internalizes this, will enter my fort." This is what Allah says. "And whoever enters my fort will be safe from my punishment." And the walls of Nishapur were saying La ilaha illallah. Everybody was saying it. Those who wrote it down, number 20,000. And then Imam put his hand up and everybody stopped. And he said, "The kalima is Allah's fort. It will provide you with excellent safety, but on one condition, and that is you obey and follow us, the progeny of the Prophet." And he said, "I am one of those conditions." Absolutely phenomenal. And on reaching Marv, Mamun forces Imam to accept the heir apparent, apparency, or rather to be the crown prince. Otherwise, he was threatened with death. So Imam makes his home in the land of Marv, Tus, or Khurasan. And we, even in Ziyarah, we call him Gharibul Ghuraba, the stranger of strangers. It was an awful place. There was nobody there. But Imam makes it his home. He establishes himself, so much so that today Iran is what it is because of Imam Ali al-Ridha. Mamun's court was visited by thousands of people. Imam makes an impact on their minds. His ahadith are widely recorded. Mamun was fond of scholarly discussions, and he arranged for intellectuals from all over the world to come to his court. But when he saw the popularity of Imam increase, it disturbed him immensely, absolutely immensely, and he ends up poisoning Imam. But I'd like you to leave you with two things. When you think of Imam Ali al-Ridha, he's also known as Imam al-Ra'uf, the compassionate Imam. You know, when you're feeling that you need a bit of kindness, ask Allah in the name of Imam al-Ra'uf, the Imam who is... Ra'uf is like more compassionate than Rahim. Ask in his name. And whenever you think of him, remember the hadith of the golden chain. Do not stop reciting La ilaha illallah again and again and again. He is a phenomenal imam. Inshallah, you will read about him. We will attach a timeline that may help a little. May Allah make us those who follow in the footsteps of the imams of the Ahlul Bayt, especially this imam in particular, known as also as Ali Muhammad, the one who was the knowledgeable from Ali Muhammad and the Ra'uf part of his life. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ